What are the future trials? We definitely need a post-neoadjuvant trial to look at the role of patients who have residual disease. The role of anthracycline is back again. I started with BU11 when we asked the question, should we give anthracycline? Now we ask, should we get rid of anthracycline 25 years after? The LOER2 concept is very interesting because if you look at the patient population in B31 who was early randomized to the Herceptin plus chemo versus chemotherapy alone, there was 200 patients in which that were not eligible but was still randomized because they didn't underwent central testing. But the magnitude of difference in the HER2 plus, 1 plus or 2 plus and FISH negative was exactly the same that was seen in the 3 plus and the FISH positive, which means that it is 46% of the patient population who have breast cancer who have an HER2 positive 1 plus or 2 plus that could be eligible for that trial. And that would be, if we see the same thing then in B31, we'll have major progress. And there's an upcoming neoadjuvant triple